just after 24 hours as CEO of Essendon Football Club has been welcomed by some, but there's also been widespread concern well beyond the sporting arena. Andrew Thorburn left the club after it became widely known that he was the chair of a church group with very controversial views on abortion and homosexuality. One Essendon fan troubled by this is the Reverend Tim Costello. He's also a senior fellow for the Centre for Public Christianity, and he's our guest this morning. Tim Costello, lovely to speak to you.
Great to be with you, Patricia.
Should the chair of a church which believes abortion is murder and homosexuality is a sin be the CEO of Essendon?
Well, Andrew hasn't quite said what he believes on that. And I do note that Andrew is CEO of NAB. They funded the Midsummer Festival. He led gay pride marches, the AFL's match, the gay pride round. He did all that very comfortably. NAB absolutely supported gay marriage equality. So we're not really quite clear exactly on what Andrew personally believes. And I think the point here, Patricia, is that actually people who don't go to church think that people in church all do what the pastor says. I can tell you, just about every one of us who goes to church disagree with sermons, argue with what's said in church, have very different views to what might even be on the website. So I don't think we're even quite clear about Andrew's personal views.
Yeah, and I think that's a relevant point. But he's the chair of the church. He's not just going to, you know, to a Saturday service. He's actually the chair. Doesn't that change it?
Well, let me draw an example from my World Vision days. So World Vision believed in family planning and handing out contraceptives. And in Africa, our best supporters were always Catholics. And they were Catholic nuns and priests. And I was often saying to them, how can you do this when the Pope says this and you're part of the church? And they said, well, whatever the Pope believes, my faith says I don't want poor women always getting pregnant. We're doing this. There is more nuance in this than often we see. And I think we've had a rush to judgment. I think it's been probably unfair to Andrew. Sadly and depressingly for me, it's triggered the culture wars again. You know, we've got warriors on both sides wanting to fight the culture wars. And then there's most of us like me who are the exhausted middle. We're going, who can win a culture war? What's the point of this? This rush to judgment has now triggered all that again. And we have competing rights of religious freedom and certainly rights of corporations to appoint CEOs that align with their values. But it's more complex than just a really quick one-day turnaround, in my view.
Yeah, and that's why we wanted you on the show, to have a complex conversation, because I agree with you. Complex conversations should be had. We shouldn't be so binary. So let's talk about how others are expressing their feelings, because Andrew Thorburn resigned after sermons from the City of Church came to light. Now, the sermon said things like God has designed sex to be enjoyed within marriage between one man and one woman. Resisting same-sex attraction is a spiritual battle against the enemy of our souls, and homosexuality is a sin which falls short of God's created order. Can you understand how disturbing and alienating that would be for Essendon players and fans? We spoke to the Purple Bombers founder yesterday, for instance, on the show, who said he's fought to make the club a really welcoming space where he can go with his husband and his child, and that this risks that legacy.
Yeah, absolutely. I can understand that. And absolutely, I agree that a CEO needs to be able to align with the values of a club like Essendon. However, I just repeat that it is much more nuanced often than this. Look, some of those views are exactly what Christians have believed for 2,000 years. Those views, by the way, expressed in a sermon in 2013, remember back then. Julia Gillard and Penny Wong were still publicly against gay marriage. There has been very fast change, and I think all of us are coping with the whiplash of change. Those views, by the way, are shared by Muslims and Sikhs and religious Jews. And my friend of his at the Islamic Council, Adele Salman, is out saying, you know, religious freedom has been sacrificed on the altar. So when Essendon says we want to be the most diverse club in the AFL, they really now have a problem. And I'm an Essendon supporter. A Muslim on the board is, they're going to find virtually impossible now, a religious Jew for that matter. Many Catholics are. There's now a holy war going on with the Archbishop of Melbourne saying, well, Catholics believe this. There are any number of Catholics on footy club boards and secular boards. This has ripple effects and unintended consequences that we just needed to pause and think about. If Essendon said, we'll decide this and investigate it in a week, say whether he is aligned with our values or not, I think that would have given us time to have this very sort of conversation, Patricia.
You're a long-time Bombers fan, and you've expressed, you know, that you're, the way that this is affecting you, the lack of nuance. How well do you know Andrew Thorburn, and did you know about his religious views?
Oh, yes, I did. No, I for 17 years, I was the NABS community stakeholder, a completely voluntary position, joyfully giving away 1% of their pre-tax profit to lots of community groups. I finished that job, or that volunteer job, just before Andrew came on, but I knew him. He would go in and speak about ethics to the NAB employees. I certainly knew about his religious views. Look, Andrew is a person who is very principled. I know in the Royal Commission he looked very ordinary, but I would say most of those CEOs in the Banking Royal Commission actually paid the penalty for the sins of their predecessors who were doing the fees for no services, etc. Andrew is also very well known in the AFL, from Gil McLachlan to most AFL power players, because of NAB's support, because of his commitment. Andrew is a very known quantity, both his religious views and his style of operation. And I wasn't surprised he got appointed as CEO at Essendon.
Do you think they should bring him back?
I think that's very difficult now. But I think that Essendon is in a world of pain. And I think for Essendon now to have tripped over a tripwire that, again, reignites culture wars, and even left and right, as we've seen with Peter Dutton and Matthew Guy's comments and Dan Andrews' comments. And I think Dan probably didn't realise that City on a Hill was part of the Anglican Church. It was a sort of like, oh, this is a strange extremist group. A group, and he said very strong things, only to find out that the Archbishop, Catholic Archbishop, actually agrees with those same views, and that's 20% of the vote in Victoria with Catholics. So suddenly, this tripwire at Essendon has blown up. I doubt taking him back now is likely, but I do think that all of us should push the pause button and say, let's just think about competing rights. We have to live together.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Before I let you go. Let's think about competing rights. Let's think about that. How do you resolve that? I agree with you that having conflict is not helpful for anyone, but clearly there are members of the LGBTIQ community who feel like they're not welcomed when leaders are part of these institutions. Should they reconsider their position? And you say, how do you resolve this tension?
Oh, look, I've always been a strong supporter for a Bill of Rights. I think it's outrageous. We're the only Western democracy without one. That's the way you actually deal with this, particularly in a multicultural society. We really are now a majority-minority nation, 29% born overseas. If you have a parent born overseas, it's over 50% of the population. You don't get multiculturalism without the faiths that fuel multiculturalism. No good saying, I love Turkish food. Don't tell me about the Muslims' faith. Who runs it? This is why a Bill of Rights that actually says we have a very complex society where people have their religious beliefs, and they will at times, and certainly do, offend people, particularly in the LGBTQI community, who should never be suffering any discrimination. Absolutely, I'm solid on that. A Bill of Rights is the mechanism to say, how do we actually settle this down and make sure that there is a legal framework for both respect and tolerance and freedom of religion and conscience That would be my solution, Patricia.
Always so lovely to speak to you and to hear your insights. Thank you, Tim.
A pleasure.
That's the Reverend Tim Costello. He's a senior fellow at the Centre for Public Christianity.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Hey, podcasters, just wanted to mention, if you're looking for more stories about the law and justice without a whole lot of legal jargon, check out the Law Report on the ABC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.